The resignation of Tim Wolf, the president of the University of Missouri system, has raised questions about how to handle a crisis. Black students at the university accused him of being indifferent to their demands that he do something about racism on campus. But the question is, what could he have done? How should he have responded? NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports college presidents have faced these questions before, and they've learned there is a right way and a wrong way.
First, the wrong way to respond. Case in point, the University of Missouri's handling of black students' demands that administrators address their concerns about being disrespected and mistreated.
It's not clear that the University of Missouri responded either quickly or empathetically enough. That was a controversy that had been brewing for a period of time.
On the other hand, says Terry Hartle, senior vice president of the American Council on Education, it's impossible for a university president to prevent a racially charged incident that can trigger a much bigger crisis.
You know, there's no law in the United States that says you can't be an idiot.
It's the school's response that matters.
Any college or university president, when confronted by a crisis, needs to respond quickly, empathetically, and to get it right.
The University of Michigan, for example, its former president, Mary Sue Coleman, responded to black students' complaints back in 2013 that they did not feel welcome or safe on campus. Coleman, now retired, says first students went on Twitter and vented about being black at Michigan.
Then they went on YouTube with sort of testimonies about what it was like to be black. It was overwhelmingly painful for us to watch. But immediately we responded.
It was all about empathy, says Coleman.
If students are hurting, you need to listen and you need to understand. You need to try as hard as you can to put yourself in their place.
Still, Robert Greenfield, a member of the Black Student Union at the University of Michigan, says administrators waited 3 months before they responded with a plan.
When you're talking to administration, it's more of a game of politics rather than anything else.
Students wanted results. Greenfield says black students were being subjected to racist insults on campus. Black students were targeted by campus police and by white fraternities.
You know, people were bringing watermelons to the party and, you know, getting in blackface and dressing in dreads and, you know, stuff like that. And they put this on Facebook, which, of course, is brilliant. That made things a lot worse.
Greenfield says black students didn't expect the university to stop any of this overnight. In meetings with administrators, for example, students demanded a long-term plan to raise black student enrollment to 10%. It's about 4% these days. Students also wanted the school to help students at risk of dropping out because they were struggling financially. They wanted better transportation for students who could not afford to live on or near campus. Greenfield says the university has since met most of the students' demands, but it could be doing a lot more to help black students feel welcome.
I agree with him. Absolutely.
Again, former president Mary Sue Coleman.
In my experience, students understand that you can't fix everything. That's not what they expect. But they expect for people to listen, to understand.
With racially charged incidents bubbling up nationwide, the big lesson for university presidents is to at least have a plan of action ready to respond quickly. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.